I'm going to read exactly the same passage that Mahalingamji just read out for us from the Five Dreams of Sri Aurobindo. But before that, I was asked to say something on the Five Dreams on this day. One must see that Sri Aurobindo's Five Dreams did not come out of nothing. It was part of a very long intention and a will that he had made for India and for the whole of mankind. And this started to take form when he was writing The Ideal of Human Unity, which was during the years of the First World War. And he could see that for the evolution of mankind, it was important for all nations to be free. And India had to take the role to start that process. In The Ideal of Human Unity, he says that this evolution would regard mankind as one single nation. And the power needed is a new psychological power, which will at once make a united life necessary to humanity and compel it to respect the principle of freedom. And that a free world union must, in its very nature, be a complex unity based on a diversity, and that diversity must be based on a free self-determination. And so we come to the independence of India and Sri Aurobindo's Five Dreams. August 15th, 1947, is the birthday of Free India. It marks the end of an old era, the beginning of a new age. But we can also make it with our life and acts, as a free nation, an important date in a new age opening for the whole world, for the political, social, cultural, and spiritual future of humanity. And now we come to the fourth dream, from where we see the connection to Auroville. Another dream, the spiritual gift of India to the world, has already begun. India's spirituality is entering Europe and America in an ever-increasing measure. That movement will grow. Amid the disasters of the time, more and more eyes are turning towards her with hope, and there is even an increasing resort not only to her teachings, but to her psychic and spiritual practice. And then the fifth dream. The final dream was a step in evolution, which would raise man to a higher and larger consciousness and begin the solution of the problems which have perplexed and vexed him since he first began to think and to dream of individual perfection and a perfect society. This is still a personal hope, an ideal, which has begun to take hold both in India and in the West on forward-looking minds. The difficulties in the way are more formidable than in any other field of endeavor, but difficulties were made to be overcome, and if the supreme will is there, they will be overcome. Here too, if this evolution is to take place, since it must proceed through a growth of the spirit and the inner consciousness, the initiative can come from India, and although the scope must be universal, the central movement may be hers. Such is the content which I now put into this date of India's liberation. Whether or how far this hope will be justified depends upon the new and free India. As we see, that dream, especially the final dream, was not limited in time. It carried the seeds of evolution into the future of humanity. And there we see the birth of Auroville, already placed as a seed or a nucleus experiment for the future of humanity. And so the mother said, Earth needs a place where men can live away from national rivalries, social conventions, self-contradictory moralities, and contending religions. And where would that place be? She said, Auroville wants to be this place and offers itself to all who aspire to live the truth of tomorrow. And for that truth of tomorrow, the first necessity is the inner discovery by which one learns who one really is behind the social, moral, cultural, racial, and hereditary appearances. At our innermost center, there is a free being, wide and knowing, who awaits our discovery and who ought to become the acting center of our being and our life in Auroville. So on this, auspicious day, which marks a universal responsibility. In fact, two universal responsibilities. One for the freedom and unity of India, and the other for the manifestation and unity of Auroville. On this day, I salute Mother India, I salute Sri Aurobindo. Jai Hind.
Start over.
Oh.